This is the Lifetime Body Podcast. My name's John Zombro. I'm your host, and I'm here with my co-host PK, the incomparable. And this show is the show where science meets common sense, and our mission is to help you to not only make your body last a lifetime, but to achieve peak performance at any age. And so that's our focus. This episode, number 76, has the title Online Physical Therapy: What the Tele-PT Revolution is All About. So welcome, everyone. And hey, welcome, PK.
Jay-Z, happy to be here. Happy to be welcome. Good morning.
Yeah, in the house, man. And I was a little late getting on this morning, and you were kind. I'm usually a bit early, so you accepted the rarity, but just a little foggy. You know, I got up, and I was feeling like, well, there was summer and now it's winter and I'm not sure where fall went.
Yeah. I mean, you were late and, you know, I was at the ready right on time and you were late. And again, we don't need to dive in why or how. I think that it's just important that sometimes a guy like you this time of year, it might be weather specific or it might be, you know, there might be some other factors involved. That's okay. Coming in hot, a few minutes late, no one here is going to really check you too hard on that.
Yeah, and that's because right now it's a late year for track and field. The world championships are going on, and I've just been basking in that glory, steeping myself in the richness of its tea.
Devouring. I mean, and this is mostly in Europe, correct?
Well, it's in Doha, Qatar this year. It's interesting that it's a partially air-conditioned stadium that they have due to the desert temperatures. But it's cool. You know, the world championships are probably a level of competition that might be considered by many people to be higher than the Olympics because, you know, it has a very stringent qualification standard. And it's really a chance to see a collection of some of the best athletes in the world across sport do their thing.
Yeah. Anything amazing, any new trends, any breakout athletes, anything sort of specifically that you're like, wow, I haven't seen that before happening?
Not too many surprises. You know, the U.S. is doing well right off the bat. Sandy Morris got second in the pole vault. And we had a 1-2 sweep in the men's 100 with Christian Coleman and Justin Gatlin. And then on the women's side in the 100, no surprises there. Shelly Ann Fraser Price, I think one of the most winning athletes of all time, certainly in women's sprinting, took that gold. And yeah, just cool stuff. There's quite a few more events going on. It'll go through the week and wrap up on the weekend. And I will, I'll be enjoying that and hopefully getting some motivation from it, you know, some ideas for, you know, some things I'm doing with my clients and also maybe in my own little world.
Absolutely. Inspiration abounds. And all right, well, let's talk about today. So what Tele-PT, the revolution, what is this? And how did this pop into your head for an episode? Why are we talking about this today?
Well, the expression long in the tooth, you know, it pertains to like an old wolf, shall we say. Although,
sure.
Ironically, sure. I think, you know, when we look at animals as they age, their teeth wear down. And so maybe we got to look at that phrase. But the phraseology does suggest that, you know, sure, long in the tooth means you're getting old. And so I'm old enough to, I feel young, but I'm old enough to say, you know, I was in the workforce before there was an internet. And at a time when computers were really just getting started. So if you'd asked me 30 some years ago, if there could or would ever be such a thing as online physical therapy, if it would work or would I be involved in it? I honestly would have replied, I'm not sure. But now that we're almost 20 years into the 21st century, the evolution of technology in healthcare and everywhere in our world is both immensely abundant and it's rapidly advancing.
Absolutely. And I think clearly it's not groundbreaking to suggest that technology is moving into our everyday lives in every way possible. But I think the question really is, how is the technology sort of connecting into the world that you're in terms of, you know, coaching, physical therapy, wellness, performance, and, you know, if I'm not mistaken, the reason we're talking about this today is that you've had a lot of people say, tell me, what is Tele-PT? Because it is relatively new or a concept that's not, I suppose this could be for many reasons, utilized. And so since you end up doing it on a one-off basis so much that you decided, let's just talk about this today broadly and get that out there.
Oh, you bet. And you've made a great point that this has come up quite a bit in the last year or two in social situations or, you know, conversations I'm having with people. And it's the usual thing, you know, they'll say, well, what do you do? And I'll talk about it. And they'll be like, how do you do that? And so this is a great chance to kind of clarify. So if we look at the greater picture, the umbrella of what you might call telemedicine or telehealthcare, if you will, that's really nothing new. The telephone consult has been in use since the 1940s. Thanks to Alexander Graham Bell. And, the example I think we all know, you know, either as a sick kid or as a parent of an ill child, you know, you make a phone call, you speak with your physician or healthcare provider and explain the symptoms, and then he or she oftentimes calls in a prescription. And so that's an example of, you know, this concept has been, the utilization of kind of remote access for service has been there for a while. And currently, the majority of the telehealth services that we are using across healthcare are utilizing, you know, what would be known as a live video conferencing model or a meeting over a secure network. And those things are all HIPAA compliant or HIPAA, which is the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act. And so that's kind of a nice introduction to the concept, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, really, when you get to the essentials, no more complex than over a secure connection, FaceTiming someone who's, like a medical person on the other end of that phone, right?
Yeah, so it's just basically an electronic office visit. We're using the same communication networks that are already in existence across the world, and we're using them for, for business and for all sorts of personal, and social networking uses. Now, the one thing I should say is that there are certain applications like FaceTime or Skype or Hangouts, for example, which can't be used for telehealth because they lack the security features, but there are a lot of other products, like the Zoom product that I use, which is secure and compliant.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. So it's a secure connection. And this is a question actually that I'm curious. This isn't new though. This has actually been, been in place for a while, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's, it's great technology, but it's not really something that we can say, gosh, it's new and it's cutting edge. It's established and proven, and we're well beyond the stage of, I guess, what would be called early adopters. So more and more people are using, this telehealth option effectively for some of their needs. You know, when in certain cases, when you need to interact with a healthcare provider, it's extremely convenient.
Excellent. And so let's wrap physical therapy specifically into that. How is that being incorporated into, I guess, really, it's just a sort of a different communication, different way to communicate and connect with providers.
Yeah. So physical therapy, it's being recognized as it's an outstanding option to use telehealth in many instances. And so over the past 2 years in particular, the state legislatures have been quite busy in adopting tele-PT as part of their standard physical therapy practice acts that we have in state governance. And also, most states are establishing laws which require insurers to cover tele-PT services and to reimburse them through parity laws at rates which are similar to office visits. And that's secondary to the focused investment of provider time.
Interesting. So it's actually starting to get worked into the framework, the legislation, the way that basically how business is done, expanding as far as legislation. Especially here in Montana, this is kind of you imagine we're one of the least populated states, we're one of the biggest states, and so this is something that seems like it would have a practical application. Do you see that as you kind of look around where we live?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, some folks, you know, I don't think you or I, but they're going to look at Montana and say it's kind of a podunk state, it's backwoodsy. But actually, Montana was one of the early leaders in the nation in getting into, you know, this tele-PT revolution. And it kind of started out as a practice adjunct, which was designed to reach people who didn't have easy access to physical therapy clinics, such as, you know, long distance situations, some of which exist on our Native American reservations, and where sometimes a drive of several hours was required to have a session, and it just was not conducive to success for a lot of people. So we had that in our practice act, but now it's morphed into really a viable option, I'd say, practically for everyone. You know, it does depend on the circumstances of what we're trying to accomplish, but it makes it very, very, you know, easy and convenient to do a few clicks and have a session in the comfort of your home.
Got it. Is there any sort of licensing considerations that are, you know, maybe working hand in hand with this legislation?
Yes. So, you know, physical therapy is it's a licensed entity or profession. And so it's governed by, you know, a state board of examiners, and, you know, we follow a code of ethics and those, there's some other parameters that we use to make sure that practice is consistent. But we now have the Nationwide Physical Therapy Compact. And so what that does, it provides licensure reciprocity across state borders. It's in place and it's growing. And so right now, like what I'm doing, I'm only doing with Montana residents, because while the state of Montana has passed the legislation, they haven't fully enacted it yet, but are expected to do so later this year. And that'll be a great opportunity, because then I can make my services available, you know, to more and more Americans across what are currently 28 states.
Got it. Well, so what I'm hearing there is that there's some legislation, and there's some rules, there's a way to find out if someone's verified, and sort of the infrastructure is coming into place. I guess I've got a question. Okay, in my mind, when I think about PT, it is very hands-on. You know, it's a brick and mortar. I'm going in, I'm talking face-to-face, and then I'm either, you know, having some hands-on or working through some exercises. And so I'm just really curious, how does it work? What's tele-PT like in practice? Explain that to me.
Sure. So you have a face-to-face appointment with your physical therapist across your device screens. And typically what will occur is a history and a discussion of symptoms or patterns is going to be taken, and evaluation or examination is performed. And some then, you know, lifestyle and exercise recommendations are going to be issued. And it's really quite easy and seamless and non-intimidating. So here are the keys of how tele-PT works. It's efficient. It saves you time, energy, money, and potentially frustration, because you have no commute, no waiting room, less cost, and actually more intense provider time, you know, one-on-one focused on you and your needs and listening, than is often possible in a clinic setting due to many clinical constraints. And it's convenient because it's in your home or office and doesn't eat into your day. So that's the efficiency side of tele-PT. And then when we look at the effectiveness side, I'd say while the appointment times vary generally, again, this is getting going, and most people around the country are using similar models. So you're getting the undivided attention of your therapist for 30 continuous minutes. Again, no distractions, no interruptions, no handoffs to other personnel. And so the chance to have someone who cares about you and knows what they're doing, listen to what you have to say, and then kind of knows exactly what is needed to do. So there's no fluff, no BS. You really get to the point of what needs to happen very effectively.
Okay. So that makes sense. Is it as effective? So, you know, you would say, a skeptic might say, okay, hey, you're not in the room, you can't tell, you know, can this, you know, evaluation examination should be just as good as they're in person? I'm right there with you on the focus and the fact that, you know, it's dedicated time, but can remotely do you, and I know you wouldn't BS me or any of the listeners, can you do just as good of a job as you can in person?
Yeah, it comes down to maybe, you know, what situations or conditions or who is tele-PT, right?
Sure.
And obviously, you know, I don't have the idea, and nor does anyone else, in my opinion, that, you know, tele-PT is not going to replace hands-on service in a brick and mortar facility when you have acute conditions or post-operative conditions. But having said that, it's perfect for that person who has a nagging, chronic, perhaps seemingly unsolvable problem, which is actually at least half of our physical therapy patient population, at least the ones that I've seen over time in, you know, the outpatient orthopedic and sports clinic. And so most of these conditions have two primary needs. You know, the first thing is to identify the major root cause of a problem. You know, what's the thing that's not working that's, you know, affecting this situation? And then convey information to learn the simple and appropriate corrective interventions. So this information exchange is really what is at the nuts and bolts of an appointment. And, you know, a clinician who's efficient and experienced can talk a person through evaluative measures and movements and listen to what they're saying and really very accurately, and it's been proven by research, assess the problem. And you know, you don't need to necessarily touch a person to do that. I'm all for, you know, the value of caring touch, but you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you have to use provocative testing, or you have to provoke my symptoms and make me hurt to know what's wrong. No, actually, once you get good enough at it, you don't need to hurt people to get the information.
John, this is so interesting because, okay, clearly there's an area of PT, this, like you described, that acute or post-operative conditions, but otherwise, you know, it really does sound like, especially, you know, that the word that really popped out of me is nagging, you know, chronic, that thing that, you know, potentially could be something you as the individual have just learned to deal with. So maybe it doesn't hit the radar that you actually want to go in and make an appointment, but it is something that, you know, connecting sort of remotely through tele-PT, you could identify that, and then they could go out and just go on their way. That's a really interesting use case. Is there any sort of example that you can give us from that? Or, you know, like maybe it even makes more sense to say, how do you do it at TLB, and, you know, what makes that different, or how have you sort of set up your program to get the maximum effectiveness?
Yeah. A couple thoughts come to my mind and ways to address your comment or answer that. You know, the first would be, you know, if you've got blood coming out of you or pus or something like that, you know, you really need to be in a facility. That's important. Sure. But a lot of the things, as you indicated, are these problems that need solutions. And so we have to, it's a unique relationship. We have to work together to solve a problem. And that's, you know, that's such a great value. That's unique to the training of the physical therapist. And also, you know, this model really helps to deliver that. So what I try to do, or so in other words, what makes my version of telephysical therapy unique is, you know, the first thing is that, well, you know, when people sign up for these things, they get me. And I say that, you know, carefully, because, you know, I do some coaching, I do some therapy. So most people call me Coach Jay-Z or something like that. You call me John Boy. That's also acceptable. But, you know, as a master clinician, so that's me, you know, over 3 decades of experience, multiple degrees, certifications, 100 continuing education courses. Yeah. You know, I want to say that those things do matter. But let's not forget that I'm a lifelong humble learner, and you know, I want to always present myself in that manner, but my expertise can actually strip away the BS that you sometimes have to deal with. You go, and I think we've all experienced this, sure, in one medical or healthcare experience or another. You go into a busy practice, you know, there's the waiting room and there's all that, and there's the reception desk and the checkout desk, but it's also a practice oftentimes that's full of students and novice clinicians. And not that I'm opposed to that on every level. I was once one myself, but sometimes the experience of visiting a practice like that is not as positive as it can be. You don't feel like you got your money's worth. And that's really a concern to me. So I tell everyone that, you know, your time and money are valuable to me. I mean, I don't want to waste, you know, my time or money or someone else's. And so I'll find In most cases, with the scenario we're talking about with the chronic problems, the one or two things, those root causes that need to be addressed, and I'll give you two or three interventions that are most appropriate to effectively solve the problem. So that's not a confusing and unprioritized list of 27 things that are wrong with you and 54 possible home exercises, which some of my colleagues, especially the ones that are, you know, a little bit on the green side, will do. And research doesn't support that model. It shows that results as well as consistency and compliance almost have an inverse relationship with the number of things you're trying to work on. So these, you know, long problem lists and giant exercise programs are abysmal in their results, and we need to cut to the chase and get the right things.
I like that. Cut to the chase. You converse, you can identify obviously physically by, you know, looking. There's still that component where, you know, you're actually looking at how someone's body is either moving or, you know, standing, et cetera. And then you give them a prioritized list. It seems like you're kind of early on this, on the tele-PT. Why is that?
I think I was an early adopter of this movement. Really, because I had that goal, I started to look at, well, how can I reach more people more effectively, more efficiently, save, time, money, that kind of thing, cut costs, address healthcare issues that we have. And so I had this goal of making it easier and more affordable to access the benefits of physical therapy. Again, when you got the blood and the pus coming out of you, that's I can't do that. But I've refined my system to make it kind of kick ass for, people that really want to, solve these sports injury problems and have their movement analyzed and really, go to the next level. And what I did, early on, just a few years ago, I invested in a studio. So I have a setup that, it offers a well-lit clinic area and a gym environment that I can use for education and demonstration. I have a bunch of models and a whiteboard and charts. And I also, utilize screen shares. So we can actually take a person through a lot of practical examples to help them understand exactly what is going on and then exactly what to do.
Excellent. So, what happens when you need to communicate something, when you need to illustrate something when you're on one of these sessions?
Yeah. So again, if we're working through something, it just depends on what media is working best for that person. Am I going to use a model? Am I going to use my writing and drawing, which isn't the greatest, on a whiteboard? Or am I going to use, things on, that I can share on the screen, which might be, video clips or, data files or pictures or whatever. But ultimately, once we've got that understanding, when I give people a program, they get that issued to them via email, and it comes with text and pictures and video for, all the instructions, all the exercise. So it's really easy, and it's their thing. It's not like here's the program for XYZ diagnosis. It's no, this is what we found in our evaluation that you really need to address these areas of movement dysfunction with these interventions.
Got it. So can you just kind of paint us pictures the type of things that you've been able to resolve, and maybe how long, if you've got any data on how long of a time, how many visits, how many connections before you're able to see some results?
Yeah, and it's early days, sure, but I've I'm a collaborator, or not collaborating, but acquiring, accumulating was the word I wanted, quite a bit of things. So I've worked with people in the tele-PT model now with back pain, various knee pain of different types, hip issues, plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, athletic movement analysis, where we're just looking at, whether that's jumping, landing, throwing mechanics, running form, shoulder problems, those types of things. So it's kind of the same things that I've always done, and particularly those that I mentioned fit very well into this model. And the current average number of sessions. So I'm a little over 100, just under 110 sessions that I've done in this tele-PT model. Again, that's over recent months. My current average number of sessions to successful resolution is 3.4. So that'd be like 3.4 visits. And how I do it is, you know, we do one at a time, and, you know, I like to, you know, feed a person along as they need and say, okay, well, you know, do these things and then, you know, email me back. And then if you feel like you need another appointment, you know how to schedule it, you know, we'll do that. So that's where they basically do 3.4 as an average. So I've had a few that were 2.0 and, you know, a few that are 4 and 5, and that's where this number comes from. But, you know, this is unheard of literally in many people's minds about, you know, I'm going to therapy. You know, they think that that's got to be 3 times a week for 6 weeks or something. And that is an old model that's sort of related to the third party payer system. I think that's inappropriate and unneeded in most cases. Mm. So the way I do it, it just blows away maybe the competition, but also it blows away that thinking and what really is proven to be efficient. And so I think that in my little world, I'm literally solving one part of the healthcare crisis, at least on the PT side of things. Like, how can we make it accessible and affordable for more people this way? And when, you know, these days, this is really a point worth bringing up. Almost all of us have high deductible insurance plans. You know, we pay a lot, to get insurance, and then we end up with a high deductible plan. And that's, you know, that's just the reality of our current environment. But, you know, unless you have a catastrophic thing happen in any given year, almost every year, your health needs are out of pocket expenses. And so this model makes your out of pocket expenses much less than booking up a dozen or so appointments at a clinic that have a lot of fluff involved and aren't, you know, able to get you these, you know, to the point results as quickly. And lastly, thank you for allowing me to flesh this out. You know, tele-PT is entirely eligible for flexible spending accounts, flexible spending plans, health savings accounts, you know, those other funding mechanisms that many of us do have.
John, I like what you said there. I think that you put that in terms that I had not even considered, like, even mostly just because I've been working with you personally and your methodology, where, you know, there is a very advanced, you know, you're, as a master clinician, you can identify and you know what's going on, then you put a plan in place, and, you know, it's just a shorter number of consults over time and a quicker resolution. I think that, you know, the prospect of, okay, going in and then being presented with a plan to come in 3 times a week for 6 weeks, I suppose that's kind of worked its way into our minds just about what PT is, and it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I try to hold myself accountable to very high standards. And I think that's also, you know, something we want to look at in the physical therapy profession and even across all of life and business, but in particular healthcare. It's like, oh, okay, how can we use what we've got available right now to the best of our advantages, you know, get the best results and make it, you know, efficient, effective, cost saving. And so that I really feel strongly that this is a great model for many people. And it doesn't require, you know, a high degree of technological savvy or equipment either, given what we all typically have today in terms of a phone or, you know, a notebook or a tablet or something like that.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Well, what if someone's listening and they say, and they're thinking, how can I get me some of this?
Well, I've thought about this quite a bit, you know, and it's I continue to polish, you know, these things, but I think I've made it simple and easy. And so, you know, you go to the lifetimebody.com, right at the top, you know, there's a few menu items. One of them is services. You click on that. It drops down. The first thing that comes up, online PT, click on that. And it takes you kind of through some information. You can read through the description to see if it's right for you and get a little more information. There's a page all about it if you'd like to learn a little bit more about what's going on and how to investigate insurance coverage and how to set up your device for the meeting or what kind of lighting you want. You know, I kind of go over all that. And then, you know, if you like what you see, you hit the Work with John button and schedule your session. And at that time, you know, you schedule it on the calendar. It goes I can't remember whether it goes 30, 45 or 60 days out, but it goes out there for a ways. You can pick a time, a time slot that you like, pay for your session, get a receipt, and then automatically you get an email reminder and you can sync the appointment to the calendar of your choice. So it's really, you know, it's just a couple of clicks and it's like, wow, it's done. Then during the session, we do all those things that you and I talked about. And really the whole goal is to make it about, you know, if I was speaking to you, PK, I'd say you and your needs, you know, and so I'm going to ask some questions, but I'm going to listen. And that's going to happen before I do much telling. And I'll probably keep that limited. But following the appointment, you'll receive via email the supporting programs, you know, that we talked about. So that could be an exercise program that includes some text instructions, some photographs, and some video clips. You know, I've kind of got developing a library of that. That are indicated, you know, and then you also get a comprehensive record of service. So that document is both for your personal health record and also to submit for your carrier for reimbursement. And this is really, it's just, again, so it's fun because it's easy. And this is right now only, as I mentioned earlier, only for Montana residents currently, but hopefully by the year end, it's going to be available. You know, my service is in 28 states and, you know, there's a few people around the country starting to do these things as well, but there's not too many of us. And I really encourage, you know, my colleagues to, you know, provide this service for folks as well. One last thing, if I rant, I'm not a big fan of Medicare, to be honest with you. I think that that's one area where we have much need for reform, and it's a source of whatever you want to say, whether it's a source of frustration or abuse and fraud or many things all over the place. And I think that exists on sides of you know, providers and consumers and within the organization itself and the multi-level bureaucracy. And therefore, Medicare is very slow in adopting telemedicine as a whole. They're very limited in what they authorize, and they don't currently authorize physical therapy. So really what they're saying to me is that a mature person, and I'm not too far from that age, doesn't deserve peak performance services and is incapable of using even rudimentary technology. I think it's an insult, and shame on you, Medicare. You need to do better.
Medicare on notice, Jay-Z bringing the fire. Well, I think that, yeah, I learned a lot here. And I think that, you know, you and I have obviously done versions of this, because of our close connection. And I'm a huge advocate for your methodology, clearly, but, I would say that, if your interest is piqued, you can explore more. And, it's a great way to jumpstart any of those, like, things that fall into that nagging category in particular.
Yeah, you bet. And maybe a summary comment from me is, sure. You know, if you look at maybe a continuum, you know, where we say, you know, getting out of the hole, you know, getting out of the pain, the dysfunction, injury thing, you know, that's really what this can help to do, so that then you can move along the continuum to, you know, really, really dialing up your pursuit of peak performance and kicking ass. And so I think it's important to look at that. And I also really like the way that this thing is morphed for me, in that with the people I work with, you know, I tell them, well, your PT is your coach and your coach is your PT. And that's kind of a cool thing. You know, you've got like a person in, you know, physical preparation, athletic preparation, sports conditioning, knows how to do that. You've got somebody who knows how to, you know, kind of shore up injuries that you do have or prevent other ones before they happen. And that's a cool mix, because we probably do save some time when, you know, we have, and I'm not the only person by any means, but, you know, practitioners who bundle those things together. You know, you look at like, how everything fits. You don't have to have a separate department for, oh, well, if I'm injured, I do PT, but if I want to, you know, get fit, I go to the trainer. Sure, that's one way to do it. But also another way is to hit services on the Lifetime Body. What a fun show it was to talk about the tele-PT revolution. We've got some great stuff coming up. There are several episodes that delve into more of the secrets of peak performance, and also a couple of the PT Basics series. There are some mailbag goodies and more. So thanks so much for joining us today. And if you're enjoying this content, please, by all means, give us a 5-star rating and a review wherever you listen to the show. It really does help, and we really do appreciate it. So until next time, this is Coach Jay-Z and PK signing off from the Lifetime Body, where science meets common sense and where you can not only make your body last a lifetime, you can achieve peak performance at any age.